A lot of rabbits are in the rabbitry, and along with all the rabbits, Brody Bartlett is here. Brody, you've been showing rabbits for quite some time. How long has it been?
This is my fifth year.
Okay. You like showing rabbits?
It's very fun.
What else? Do you have any other animals to show?
I show poultry, chickens, and ducks.
Okay. What's your favorite of all those?
Probably my French Angora rabbit.
Say French Angora? Very good. It's white, or what color is it?
It is very white.
Very white. Is that the one that you had? Is that the same type rabbit you had a couple of years ago you won Best of Show with?
Yes.
I remember you having that one, and the thing was huge and like real furry and soft, real soft fur. Tell me a little bit about what rabbits you've had. Have you had other varieties since you've been showing rabbits?
So my biggest breed is Porvish. They're very small, but I have a lot of them. I show English Rops, which are massive. I have French Angoras, which are also massive, very fluffy. I have lion heads, which are just tiny French Angoras.
They have like a mane, right? Do you have a sister, is that right?
Yes.
Does she show too?
She does not show rabbits anymore.
And your mom, I know your mom's very active with these. Have you been to the Sling County Fair?
Yep, I've been to the county fair a lot.
What do you show? Do you show just rabbits? Do you have any bigger animals or anything?
I show horses too.
Horses, I knew there was something else, I couldn't remember. Do you like doing the horses better than rabbits, or do you like them all?
The rabbits are easier, but the horses are very fun too.
Can imagine. Where do you go to school, and what grade are you in?
I go to Beaker Middle School in Marshall, Missouri. I'm in eighth grade.
Do you have plans to, are you going to be in FFA when you get out of Beaker?
As soon as possible.
Okay, it's a great organization. You're in 4-H, I assume, now, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about 4-H?
It brings people together. You see people from Tennessee, from Wisconsin, from all over the U.S.
That's when you get an FFA, you'll find that too. And my son went to a national convention every year, and he went to Washington Leadership Conference, and he has people from, over 30 years old now, he has people from all over the country that he still talks to, chats with on the internet, and visits with from time to time, and that's all because of FFA meeting.
Yeah, 4-H and FFA is a great organization. It brings so many people together.
Listen, Brody, I appreciate you being with me. If you had somebody younger that wanted to show rabbits, would you recommend it to them, and why?
I would recommend it to them because it's a very easy thing to start out with. It's not super expensive, and it's very fun.
Very fun. They are fun, aren't they? Well, thanks for joining me here. Wish you the best of luck. Let me know how you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What do you call a snake wearing a hard hat? A boa constrictor. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.